RuPaul's Drag Race Season 9, Episode 2, and we have a special guest. Who is it? Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Love Shack.
I'll sing it.
Thank you.
This is our music.
Acoustic version.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode. There it is. AfterBuzz TV, RuPaul's Drag Race Season 9, Episode 2. This is our 3. That's why I get confused. I'm your host, Kenny Harrison. You can find me at Kenny C. Harrison on Instagram and Twitter. I'm talking really fast. But next to me is
123 Jackie B on all platforms.
Next to Jackie,
Lorraine Love, LorayneLove.
Next to Lorraine Love,
I'm bitchin'. Great hair. I love to stare.
Hey guys, I'm still big red.
Oh my god. That's so good. Hey guys, it's Jay Ellis, and I'm actually on RuPaul's Drag Race recap this week with Joe Batanz and Taylor the Latte Boy. So find that on iTunes and then Instagram. Don't_be_jealous and Twitter still_jealous.
Tonight we have a special guest on our couch.
Saganja Estranja.
Welcome!
Here.
Say hello!
Hello! Yay.
How are you?
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming.
I'm excited. I'm already buzzing.
So, she's make your comments.
She's very brave enough to come join us. I love that. We have. It's hard to get them to come.
Brave enough, or baked enough?
Both.
Okay, both.
We accept both.
So if you're watching us on the live feed on YouTube, thank you for joining us. If you're downloading us on Twitter... Why would you download us on Twitter?
No. If you download us, I have some iTunes shout outs. John Saxon said, best RuPaul's recap show.
Yes!
Gail Bunnell, only heard one episode so far, but I love it.
Yes.
Hey, I'll take it.
Cool. That was the day I was gone. But go ahead.
And Lauren Javi, top toot is Jay's nipples.
Oh!
But it was a 5-star review.
They're not out
tonight.
Wasn't
Jay supposed to do a show topless?
He said if Laganja came, he would do it.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Let's get it out.
I love that.
Finale. We'll save it for the finale.
Oh, finale. You heard it.
No.
Okay. There you go.
I heard it too.
Any more shout outs, Jay?
Not as of right now.
Okay.
To everybody who does love me, because I know that's very few of us.
I'm watching the chat roll, so if you have any questions for Laganja.
Yes.
If I catch it, I'll shout them out to her. Is that okay?
Yeah. I'd love that.
Okay. I'm going to ask you a question.
Okay, go for it.
How has it been since season 6? Since rapping.
Well, that was ages ago, girl.
I know, lots of things have happened. But what's been going on since then?
I mean, I've been traveling the world. I have an international dance school that I teach dance school at and travel with, which is super cool. I've had a doggy clothing line. I've made music. I mean, you name it, I've got to do it because of RuPaul's Drag Race.
That's awesome.
I'm very thankful for that.
Piggybacking on that, I want to ask, what advice would you give, having been a veteran of Drag Race?
What advice would
you give to any future queens who want to audition or who are on the show right now?
Sure, and I've definitely been getting that a lot right now with auditions coming up for season 10. And I tell all the girls the same thing, which is just keep your videos simple. They don't need to see a lot of editing, a lot of tricks. It's really about your personality and you, and I think a lot of times queens overdo it with, their editing or any, special effects, and it's, really the best videos are the ones that are just in front of a white wall where you just talk.
Yeah. Personality.
Yeah, it's all about personality.
Now, what advice would you give to a queen who, again, is on the show? Let's say any special advice for, how to deal with a challenge or how to deal with sewing challenges.
Well, I think y'all saw how well I did on season 6, so I'm not for sure if I should be the one to give out advice about what you should do when you're on the show. But what I will say is to all the competitors on the show, well, first off, it's already happened. So again, my advice here is just it doesn't really matter. But I think you just have to try to be yourself. And, that's something I definitely feel like I stuck to in season 6. I was true to who I was at 24 years old, which was a showboat, loud, tongue-popping, dramatic diva, Yeah. I mean, obviously, if I were to do the show now, it'd be very different. I'm 28. Lots of things have changed. I've matured. I'm sober. I mean, there's lots of things.
Yeah.
So I just think being true to who you are in that moment is the best thing you can do. Because... you're going to change. Like I said, the show doesn't come out until another year later.
Right,
so
right.
Just be true to the moment.
Do you have any
fun.
Regrets?
I don't have regrets in life. I believe everything happens for a reason. And, if I didn't have the tumultuous time I had on that show, I wouldn't be who I am today. So yeah. I believe everything happens for a reason. And I don't regret anything at all.
Well, I know that we mentioned, because this season, there are a lot of age gaps.
Sure.
And I think what you just said.
And I had that on my season.
And I think what you just said speaks a lot about not even age, but maturity. And I think I'll be honest, like, I ripped you on season six when we did our after show because of the fact that I felt you were immature and not... I think your aesthetic on the show, your drag aesthetic was great. I've seen you live. Sure. I think you're a great performer. It was just getting over that the attitude, and I we see it with one of the contestants in this season that I'm probably going to rip again later. That maturity level, and I can see now that you've grown and you've matured, sure. And you've and probably having this experience.
Well, and for every
was great
rip
for you.
That you had, I had a bong rip. So really, I was the true winner in the end. That is I got actually, higher than you.
That is what I want to ask about because I know that you're a cannabis activist.
Absolutely.
And we just made weed legal here in Los Angeles.
We did, although laws don't really go into effect until 2018.
Right. So. And there are a lot of stipulations.
Right.
A lot of
right.
stipulations, a lot of things that pass with the law, like lots of laws that are not very, you know, great. Right. But overall, I'm excited for cannabis. I think we're on a new wave. I'm actually about to start hosting my own medicated dance school, which is going to be really fun. We're doing one in Long Beach, one in downtown. So I'm excited. I think cannabis is an incredible form of medicine that's really helped me. And I think it can help a lot of other people. So I'm glad it's finally getting to be a more accepted thing because for a very long time, even right after I was off the show, people looked at me as like, oh, you're such a pothead. It's such a bad thing. When it's like, well, bitch, you're an alcoholic and yeah. you're a pill popper. So I don't know why we're
did
all...
he point at you and me? When
yeah, you know, I tried to direct over
she
here.
Acts like she knows me like that. But I was going to ask if I could. Since you've been traveling and doing a lot, where's the one place that you went to that you're like, wow, I can't believe I'm here. This has been, I can't believe I've gotten here.
Well, most recently, I mean, there's been many places. I think anytime I'm traveling and I'm fucking being a sissy across the world, are you kidding? Yeah, I'm lucky. Yeah. So, but the most amazing thing that happened to me recently was Machu Picchu. I got to go to Peru. It was the first RuPaul's Drag Race queen to ever go, which was obviously a huge honor. Uh-huh. And I got to death drop on Machu Picchu, which is just like, that's such an amazing thing.
That's so awesome.
I've got a lot of requests for you to do a death drop here.
Well, I'm sure you do, but let them know, baby, she needs a full booking fee for that. Okay? These knees and these backs are reserved for booking fees.
I want to point out to the people in the chat roll is like we have an engineer who came in and painstakingly set up these cameras.
Yes.
So that's one of the reasons why we can't do it.
Right. Another, I'm just looking down, a lot of people want to know is if Drag Race All Stars 3 were to happen, would you be interested in being a contestant on it?
No.
Oh.
Absolutely not.
Why?
No. Because I've done Drag Race, and right. it was an amazing thing for me, but I'm looking to expand my brand. I don't want to be just a RuPaul's Drag Race girl, and I feel like there are a lot of girls out there who that is their ultimate end-all and be-all, and I feel like it would be very wrong of me to take a spot for one of my sisters who really wants that, who really wants to go on and continue on in the legacy, and I feel like I am continuing on in the legacy by offering that spot to someone else. Because I know Rue really wants people who really want to be there and who want to eat it up and sweat blood, tear, and do all that. And I don't. I learned that reality TV is not where I do my best art making. I do well with rehearsals. I do well with practice. I do well with not being on my toes. So, I just know myself now as an artist, and I want that opportunity for, like, my sister, like, Gia Gunn, who I think would be amazing on season 3. So that's who I'm rooting for, is, like, those girls who really, like, this... They want that, I guess, redemption. Whereas I don't feel like I need that. I feel like if you go to my Instagram, if you follow me on anything, you know that I've been working my ass off and I've been growing. I mean, whether that be in the cannabis industry or in the drag industry. So I don't feel the need to go on TV and, like, redeem myself. Like, I'm cool. If you want to see me be redeemed, like, show up to what I'm doing because I'm redeemed every day with just being who I am.
Nice.
I like that.
Well, can't love yourself, honey. You gotta love somebody else.
Yes. Well, I'm agreeing with everybody in the chat that you had one of the most memorable times on Drag Race, and your entrance is by far my absolute favorite.
Yeah, it's so a very memorable entrance.
What was your initial thoughts of, I guess, the episode that we're going to talk about tonight, episode 2? What was the overall vibe?
Well, first off, I'm a huge fan of the show. Like, I love, love, love RuPaul's Drag Race. I'm so happy I'm not on it now, and I get to be a fan again, and I get to watch it. I'm much happier in that seat. But I'm loving the season so far. I think the girls are super dynamic. I think we got great looks, great aesthetics, but the overall vibe of this episode to me was we were getting a little bit more shady. I felt like the ladies were like, the honeymoon is over, and now we're gonna like start showing who we are. So I love that. I mean, it's boiling water.
I was gonna say, I think the quote that summed up the episode was Nina when they were about to do the lip sync, and she's like, oh my god,
we're actually here. Yeah. It's the first lip sync. It was like the real, like the reality of it.
I think it was
set
Anya.
In for them, and I felt like it's. Like she,
because
the show's starting
it is
now.
That way. Yeah. Like I said, for me, it was like a musical theater camp. You know, yeah. I was living, and so they're like, "Okay, and now who do you want to go home?"
Yeah.
Day two, and I was like, "Wait, what? I just met these people, and now I got to be like, eh, that one can go."
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. It's tough.
Well, let's get into the episode
because now we're running out of time.
Yeah, I know. Right? And again, I do apologize for last week. We just weren't micromanaging our minutes. So this is episode two. I keep thinking it's
three. Because we've done three because we didn't meet the queen special.
The 14th queen came in.
Yes.
I have my personal feelings about this, but what do you guys think about having her return?
I love Cynthia. She was, I mean, she left in like 10th place or something. She left
she
very
early. Third. She was early.
Yeah, I think. She left very early on, but she won Miss Congeniality, and I think she's the only queen to leave that early, but still win Miss Congeniality. So people want to see her. So there's that, and then also she had cancer and she beat cancer. So I mean, what better way to celebrate than to be on TV?
Can I jump in and say?
Go for it.
And I'm probably the biggest critic, harshest critic for this show. I love the fact that she's back. I she was one of my favorites from last season. I wonder though, because of the whole, you know, her going through cancer and experiencing that, if the producers are trying to milk it for the story.
Are you referring to clickbait?
Kind of.
It's 2017. Because, we don't do that. We're authentic beings.
We didn't run a presidential campaign on clickbait.
Only because that issue was never brought up on the show, and it wasn't brought up
until after.
I know, and I think, and this is why I wonder if they're using her personal experience for.
Well, I think it's pretty safe to say in reality television that that's the case, regardless.
I don't think it's fair to single them out. Yeah, I think that's reality TV.
I think they're, and I think as the season goes, we'll find out why each one is.
Oh,
on
they're all
going to
have the soft moments.
Exactly. Right. So it's reality TV. Jay, what are you? I think to see Cynthia back.
I would say it's a marry of the two, where they like the story and we already know her, and she was so popular with fans that why not? If they're going to bring somebody back, it may as well have been Cynthia. Yeah.
And I think RuPaul's Drag Race as a show is always trying to come up with some new gimmick to shock the audience. And what better new gimmick to shock the audience than having somebody not from that actual season come back, but from a completely different
season? But it's been done before.
It has.
We saw that with Shanji. And,
she
multiple times.
She came out of a box.
No, she came back.
Yeah. She did.
Season three.
She came back three times. And the third time was when she just came out of the box for fun.
Right.
But the second
she
time she did too.
I completely.
And then she came back.
That's why I was on this
But
whole,
it's been a while and young kids been, have yeah. forgotten. And, you know.
Well, and also, too, don't forget that not everybody has been watching since the beginning.
That's
like
what
have.
I mean. There's a whole new young audience that are watching.
I've been
the
watching,
show.
And I forgot that.
Yeah.
Clearly.
But I just, one thing I wanted to say about Cynthia was, and I don't know if it was just for this episode, but did you notice when she introduced herself in the cheer, she called herself Cuckoo? Uh-huh. Is she going by Cuckoo now? Or
no,
that was just for that?
It's what Rue, I read some article that Rue has been calling her Cuckoo, so she's just been saying that.
Okay.
I love it. I
think it's great. And again, I am a fan of hers. I just don't want it to be, well, whatever.
I love that. I love the point you're trying to make.
Thank you.
And I hear you on that.
Uh-huh.
But we live in Hollywood,
That's how it works.
I'm waiting for my leg to break so I could be like, my leg is broken. I'm a dancer. What am I going to do? My story. I mean, and it sucks. Yeah. It sucks that is reality. It sucks. I wish it could be my talent is what is going to make a good story. Yep. But these days, it is about our struggle, and it is about the PA, the point of view, the POV. It's POV. About the POV, baby.
Yep. Oh, absolutely.
I love it. So we have a cheer challenge.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Did you guys see that it was right after the episode aired, right after Bring It On?
Yeah.
Did anybody catch that?
I love
that. Okay. It wasn't just me, right?
No. I remember seeing it, but I didn't connect the two until you said
I connected the two, and I was like, these programmers are lovely.
Exactly.
As much as I love Lisa Kudrow, though, it was weird to me that they didn't bring Kirsten Dunst or somebody like that.
Well, no, they said
episode.
She was just walking by, and they brought her in.
thought that was a joke.
No.
I think that was legit.
Because she didn't come back as a judge,
yeah,
right?
No. Yeah, no. She just came in, that's why Ru was like, oh, you can come back anytime.
Yeah, and it was just...
And you stop talking. I'm going to keep throwing my pen at you.
Well, Lisa Kudrow said that she didn't want to be a part of the judging panel because she doesn't want to, like, send anybody home or be, like, talk anybody
love that.
Down. So she wanted to just be a part of the show, fulfill her favor to Ru, and then just say hi. And... The Comeback is one of my favorite shows, so Lisa Kudrow coming in.
I did not know that that's what Hello, Hello, Hello
I didn't either.
I didn't either.
And I watched The Comeback, and I did never connected it.
Well, I got it.
I got it, yeah.
So it was just, any capacity I can take Lisa Kudrow, I'll have her.
Yeah. But I just thought it was just a little random.
It was very random. Like, and what bothered me was that they used that as the clip. But this is, again, what you were talking about.
Right.
We're going to use a clip of Lisa Kudrow because she stopped by the studio and make it look like this was the whole episode about, and she literally just walked in and walked out.
Right.
Genius.
So the two, the group were split into two.
Yes. I have the team names.
I do too. Go, Mark.
It was Nina, Shay, Alexis, Aja, Sasha, James, and Charlie.
Nina as the captain.
And Nina was the captain.
That
and
was then Ru Glamazons.
Yes. And then Cynthia's team was Cynthia, Kimora, Eureka, Farah, Peppermint, Trinity, and Valentina.
Now, here's my thing. I'm all for team.
What's your thing, Mary?
Okay. First of all, Cynthia had just gotten back in the show. I know they spent a couple of days together. But how would she know who to pick for her team? You know?
Well,
you want to pick the strongest team, right?
But they're together longer than we see.
Right. Yes and no. Yes and no. Because I guarantee you they kept Cynthia away from all of them because they were wanting to surprise her.
Exactly.
So no.
Well, but after she came on, there was probably a full day and a half or so between taping... when she came back on in that next episode,
but
right?
Even
it's
then,
like a two or three days, isn't
if
it?
If you haven't worked with those queens, how do you know
and they would ice you, and you would be in separate hotels and stuff. But, I mean, come on, let's face it, y'all. Everybody knows who's going on the show. They read the rumors, the blah, blah, blah. I mean, you have an idea. Plus, didn't she just pick people with a big booty?
Yeah.
Yes.
She went for
exactly.
Team
Blue.
So,
exactly.
I mean, she was choosing all of that.
Yeah. So. Okay. I will
let
say...
Let Jay speak.
Okay. I was just going to say, based off of the teams, did you guys have an initial thought of if it was like a... Which team were you rooting for? Like, who you thought was going to be the better team out of those?
I have to admit that...
you were rooting for Nina's team.
Yeah.
I was rooting for Cuckoo.
Only because I just felt as though the way... I think we saw more of them in rehearsal or preparing that I just felt like they worked together as a team. And it wasn't, like, a lot of drama. And when it looked like it was going to be some drama, it wasn't as... deep as it...
I called it Snoozy Floozy Gate.
That's cute. You're so cute. I don't know why I put undog. I meant
underdog.
For Jay. James. I have to admit, by the end of the episode, I really felt bad for him.
Well,
me too.
I will say this. I feel like this season, for some reason, I'm getting... Like, they're much more encouraging of each other and being genuine about helping each other.
But and maybe you can speak to this, like, after the show's been on for this long and people see people's reactions to certain queens on TV, they're very, very cognizant of how they behave.
Right.
But are you suggesting that they might be a little calculated?
Maybe.
No. It would be calculated on reality TV, Mama.
Because there's times when they do stuff, and you can kind of tell it's contrived.
Sure.
Like, Valentina, I think that's Valentina.
Oh, I felt 100% buy everything.
Everything she said. And I felt like Alexis and how everybody was like, James, you go first. You pick what you want. I generally felt like they were trying to help him. And it didn't bother me, but it was sad that he... took it in a way like that they were putting him down, and because I wanted him to go no. I think they really want to help you.
Well, but no backup, because when Nina said I'm cheering for the underdog and I picked James, if that were me, I would be like, really, bitch?
Yeah.
Like, that hurt. I mean, we all
but
have
I,
feelings.
But I don't think she meant that. I think she genuinely wanted to do good.
Regardless of
it
her intentions. Regardless of her intentions. And even Cuckoo, when she... Cuckoo. Cynthia said her next line was, like, something...
sure,
community
yeah.
service
yeah.
or something. That's... It's kind of hurtful.
But I
Even, again, intentions aside, it's still hurtful. My that popped up on my phone. It's, regardless of intentions... It's still hurtful, so...
Okay.
Which is my point. And the way you look at me, Mark,
you know, is it hurtful?
It's hurtful. And that, okay.
Oh, you want to see hurtful.
I have to admit, I read her after the first episode. Mm-hmm. I have a little podcast with Gia Gunn called High Tea that comes out every Monday at 4:20.
Oh, good.
Where I dish my little tea with Gia about how we feel about the show.
But, oh, great.
Wait, what was the point?
We were talking about James.
That's right. And so, first episode, I was kind of hard. I just felt like she just... The look was just not good for me, and blah, 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 blah. And then this episode, I was just like, aw, I feel bad for saying that. Because first off, like, again, you know, they pick these girls strategically. They always pick someone who is going to go home more towards the beginning, right. You know. And so it's like, I felt bad for that. And then, like, when she was talking in Untucked about how, like, drag is her armor, and she feels comfortable mm-hmm. being a character, and she can speak through a character... I connected with that. Mm-hmm. I got that as well. And I totally was like, you know, I feel for her now. Like, mm-hmm. because I really do think that she was doing the best she could and, mm-hmm. and in the circumstance. And I mean, I'm with you a little bit. I think it was hurtful. I felt like even though the girls maybe were trying to help, the way when more than one person is trying to help you, it comes off as you're being ganged up on.
Right.
And you just sometimes feel very attacked. And I totally get it. I really do. Like, yeah. Because
do you
I,
really?
Yeah. The girls swear. I swear to this day they will even still tell you that they were trying to help me too. And yeah. I still to this day swear, well, you weren't. So you know what I mean? Yeah. It's just like one of those things until you're in the situation, yeah. it's hard to say what really went down.
Yeah, that's true.
The one thing that did endear me to her, and I know this is like fast forwarding, but I thought her exit was so gracious
yes.
for the way that she was being treated.
Yeah. You like to jump ahead, don't you?
Yeah, but I mean, I just felt it was relevant to the conversation.
I actually even wrote down because I wrote down what she said. She said, "Under all this drag, I'm still a human being."
Oh my right. god! Mark, and I just, wrote this. Right. I wrote this,
and that really
quote.
Was just like that's it. And I hope that people do
get that.
I listened.
Yeah. Well, she does something with Peppermint now. Yeah. And they're reviewing it. I think people have been super supportive of
good.
James.
That's
awesome. And have been like, we think you're cool, and we love your interesting makeup. Yeah. Like, we're into it. Like, yeah. whatever.
Well,
you know?
She wouldn't be on Drag Race if there wasn't something special
of
about
course.
Her. And she obviously has this podcast or YouTube channel yeah. that's doing well. So she's yeah. doing something right.
Well, Rue even said her audition tape was funny and hilarious. Yeah. And that I really would like to see it. Andrew, I'm doing a show, so I'll call you back later. So let's move
Who
on.
Is Andrew
just called me. He was the stand.
He looks like
yeah. We talked about rehearsals. I have to.
Becca was hot. I wrote hot Dom the cheerleader.
Oh, I said I wrote down Solange. Dom Solange.
Are you sure that's his name?
That's not his name. But he's a two-time
champ.
Well,
I was living for Eureka. She turned me
out. I like
Big
Eureka.
Girl just, she did.
And
she
I works. Thought it was interesting that they all thought she was going to be in the top.
Yeah.
And that was interesting.
Right.
The Untucked.
I did.
You know what,
that.
Though? I will say, like, watching this whole thing, and you know you're a dancer, this shit is hard to do.
No, this really was a hard challenge. Didn't they say that? This yeah. is, like, yeah. the hardest challenge I've ever had. I was yeah. like, you know what? It kind of was. Like yeah. they had to do a pyramid. They had to throw
they
each other.
Toss.
Like, yeah. It was
like,
hard.
I was like, oh, that bitch just ain't tossing me.
Yeah.
I thought it was, well, like, it was very entertaining.
Yeah. yeah.
And even that clip they had of James, like, tumbling, I'm like, bitch, I can't even tumble if my hands are on the ground and I've, like, slowly
James
moving
like a
into
full
it.
Roll?
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Somersault.
Yeah.
yeah. Yeah.
I was thoroughly
But they
entertained.
Did it with the, like, do-do-do-do-do music, right. and I'm like, that is hard. Don't yeah. put the do-do-do-do-do music on that.
Well, they're also trying to set up the fact that, yeah, there
yeah.
we go.
It was great to see that, because some of the queens came in and said, like, that they were athletic, that they are performers, and to see, like, Eureka and Shay, and, I mean, Valentina was doing one-arm cartwheels. Like, it was awesome to see kind of what these queens put together.
I could do that.
And
I for the record.
And a split.
I just remember, and I think they pointed it out in Untucked, that when they were doing pyramids, and I remember doing this when I was a kid, you do pyramids on your legs.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
On your knees, and because I was a heavy kid, I was always on the bottom. Well... The base.
Nothing's changed.
Something
right.
never
I was
changed.
Waiting for the joke.
So, runway.
Don't blame us, girl. Don't bring that shit up if you don't want us to talk about it.
Okay.
So, I just thought, I agree with everyone. I thought the challenge was fun, and it was very challenging.
I do wish that it was a little bit more coherent. We're at the actual, like,
yes.
when they were talking about
yes,
it.
Yes, yes, yes.
I wish that it flowed a little bit better, because they had, like, a stunting portion, like... pyramid
across,
portion,
uh-huh.
like a cheer, like the roll call. It didn't mm-hmm. seem like it flowed right. Like, it seemed like they cut a lot between. So I would have liked to see a whole routine put together.
Right.
Like what we've seen with Bitch Perfect or the airlines. Like, we're
okay.
a very
okay.
cohesive
yeah.
thing. But that isn't how cheer is.
Yeah.
And
true.
Cheer
and
is done
categories.
In sections.
Yeah.
Is it really?
I don't know that exactly, so I probably shouldn't have said that. But I do feel in my heart of hearts that, yes, cheer is done in separate sections. Yes.
What like, I know about Bring It On. Like,
I say Bring It On in sections.
Right, like there is like a performance where they do a whole routine, but then there is like passes and tumbling and like there is different
and
sections.
And then they dance and then, you know.
So it could have been maybe what they were trying to touch upon.
Okay.
All right. Or I'm just making all this
I'll take it.
It's one of, we talk about this every season, is that as far as judging, is like it's kind of hard to judge this because there's so many moving parts, and it's like I can't, like, and Valentina, and I wrote down, she was in the front and center the whole time.
I wrote the same thing. Oh my god, we were writing these
things. This is weird because I like never agree with the judges on like 95% of what they say. But this was an instance where I do think that Valentina's smile made a huge difference.
Oh, yeah.
She turned it.
She totally did.
But you know this, too, as a dancer. It's like, if you're a dancer, and there's a dancer with a, like, resting bitch face, and there's a dancer with a smile, you're going to be looking at the dancer with a smile.
And she was corny. She went for not a pretty girl attitude, which I was like, ugh, smart.
Yes.
Well, and then she came out on the runway, and come on, y'all.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, that was literally...
Yes, let's do it. Literally, we're going to run out of time if we don't, so we got to.
We're going to go in.
Yeah, because I really want to talk about the runway this time.
Let's do it.
Can we touch the Mirror Mormons? Just what happened on the Mirror Mormons. Like, so.
Yeah,
Peppermint talked about being beat up by a guy from the basketball team. I was really happy to hear the support. Mm-hmm. And then Cynthia opened up a little bit about her stage 1 liver cancer. So those were two things that were kind of eye-opening for us. To
I had a similar experience, but I wasn't supported.
To Cynthia or Peppermint?
Peppermint.
Okay.
I don't want to talk about it.
Right. White party.
No, but I do think that...
That's a perfect segue into white party.
No, I do think that they have these things not just to, like, poke at people and be like, haha, watch this clickbait, but people genuinely have felt these things, and these things have happened to people.
Right, yeah.
So they're also trying to connect with people.
Yeah. Agreed.
Well, and let's hope that there is some heart behind the TV, too.
Yeah, I mean,
it is TV, it is clickbait, but yes, let's hope that they're trying to really tell these girls' stories and in hopes to touch other people to tell their stories and, you know, whatever it is they're trying to get at.
Right.
Be inspired to live a better life, or, you know, be inspired to know that you can get beat up and still get up and be fabulous.
Yeah, because there are kids, you know, in small towns that this is actually happening to them. And
yes.
If they know and that they're not, it's not the only, if they're not the only ones that this is happening to, and it's okay to be who you are. So I unfortunately grown up
and especially
I didn't have
having
that experience.
And especially having someone like Peppermint say this, being the first like openly transgender queen at the beginning of the show.
Did we get that in episode 1?
No,
we
I
had
don't
it.
Think
yeah,
so.
I don't think
and
we've
no,
gotten
that, was
that
my
yet.
Question.
No. We haven't gotten that.
Yeah,
yet.
I don't think it's been addressed.
It hasn't.
What is this?
The fact that Peppermint is
trans.
No, we have not talked about it yet.
No,
on the actual show.
On the show. No.
How do you feel? What are your thoughts? Because we talked about it. What do you think
about what should trans women be allowed to do the show?
Exactly.
Yes.
Well, I have mixed feelings because my best friend Gia Gunn is now just come out as being trans, which. Congratulations.
Yeah,
we're so proud of. Uh-huh. And so and now it's so different. Because before actually having a friend who was trans, I was like, no, it's not fair. They have titties and I don't, and that's not fair.
Yeah.
But now I'm like, well, it's an art form. And so it's up to me then to create the titties that look just as real. And like, is it a fair disadvantage and stuff? Sure. But so is the fact that Bianca was older and smarter and wiser and faster.
Yeah.
That was a disadvantage to me, who was a younger queen. It's life. There's always disadvantages in life. And if you're going to look at someone and say, well, that's a disadvantage and stuff, then maybe your drag isn't right, honey.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, I'm at the point now with my drag where it's like, well, I don't feel that way. If I was to compete against a transsexual, fine. It doesn't matter to me. We're both drag artists.
Yeah.
What we're doing is, it doesn't rely on that. It's not about that. So to me, yes, I think it's great. I'm super excited. I wish they would do a whole trans edition and it was all trans women. I think that would be amazing.
Yeah.
And it should be like trans
sure
both ways. And then I would like for it to be drag kings. And then I would like for it to be like, I don't know. Twins and midgets and all kinds of things. I feel like, you know, we've gotten so stuck in what we think drag girls should be, and it's like the more I travel, the more I see that the world is full of so many more beautiful, colorful, exciting characters, and I hope we get to see more of that on TV, and I think also VH1 will help that.
That's a good point. I'm still on the fence. But I like what you just said.
Yeah.
And I remember where your comment was last couple of weeks ago.
I'm more on the line of if this is what we're doing, if we're gonna openly embrace like saying like trans women compete with male, you know, drag queens. I do think that then you should open it up. Say
me
drag
too.
Kings, other people,
bio queens.
You know, yeah.
There's all because then we're saying drag is an art form, and
right.
it isn't about being a gender to do it. It's about an art form.
Yeah,
and either you got it or you don't.
Yeah.
The chat roll is going crazy over you right now.
So what are they just saying? Are they saying, legs over head like a pretzel? I told you I was going to do that with you, CJ. I know you were waiting for that moment.
Anthony is still, he's like, oh my God.
He's good.
He's living. He's like,
Runway. Runway, it was the white party realness.
Yes.
Okay. Last week we had issues with the letter P and the letter T.
I know what they mean.
I'm bringing Y, M, and N. Because when they're given a challenge, runway, I try to think of the theme when they're coming out. And so I was a little confused by a lot of the queens and their choices. Does that make sense?
Can I start off first?
No, you can't.
Well,
no, I'm just
Rue didn't wear white for this.
Yeah, that was
runway.
Weird.
And
I thought that was weird.
Well, can we just be happy she was in drag?
Exactly. Okay, good with that.
Let's not push
I agree. But she doesn't always dress the challenge.
But this one's so like you wear a white gown and then you're there. Like that's
all you
needed.
And then Michelle was wearing a white outfit, so it was a little confusing because you're like,
that's
well, Michelle did the challenge.
That's probably why she didn't wear white.
Yeah. Too many whites.
Okay.
Somewhere the producer's like, God, they nitpick everything.
Yeah.
I did like Rue's dress, though.
That's what the people say when they listen to us.
That's what we're supposed to do. Yeah. It's our job. We're buzzing.
Yeah. So, down the runway, first was Nina.
Love it. I love it. This is going to sound so weird. But I love it when I see nipples through a dress. So I was like, this is great. It's an outfit where I can
cut
see
to Jay,
nipples.
Ellis.
And your nipples.
We were talking about your nipples earlier.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Are mine showing through my dress? Sorry.
Wake up, Jay.
It was a bathing suit.
Wake up,
Jay.
I'm looking at my notes.
I thought Nina's was not the most creative, but I definitely thought it was. Here's my thing, and I think this is what you're talking about. White party realness. So this is something you would actually wear to the white party.
Yes.
Correct?
But remember, you only get a list of what it is. So you get a list, and it just says white party realness. So you get to interpret that however you
but
want.
But I think that that's what you're talking about is, would you
but
wear a wedding dress?
But that's what you think, white party. I would have thought wedding immediately. White party, wedding.
Really?
Yeah.
I immediately thought
it's open to not necessarily Palm Springs white party. I mean, I would totally think, yeah.
But I could see somebody wearing it to white party because it's a wedding dress. But I think this is what you're saying.
Yeah.
If I'm thinking white party, the party.
Yeah.
Like no, Palm it's Springs, not necessarily right? appropriate. Yeah. I could see you wearing it, but I don't know that I would give you the award because it's white party and you should be dressing like a party. I thought Nina's looked like something you would wear to white party.
Thank
sure.
you. I agree.
Sure.
Totally agree.
I see that.
Okay.
Alice.
I agree at that point. I really like the forehead piece too. I thought that kind of added something to give her a little bit more beauty, but overall the look itself, I wanted a little bit more from Nina. As I think she set a really high bar for me in the first episode.
Yeah. I agree.
I don't remember it at all. I'll just be honest.
It was a white bodysuit with the
high knee
like
boots.
Fishnet.
I don't remember it at all. And like I said, I think because episode 1, it was like boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
All 3 looks I could tell you right now.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's why I was like.
So next was Alexis.
This was disappointing to me because it was the same silhouette as the Oscar dress.
Mm-hmm. The Golden Globe.
The Golden Globe dress. Mm-hmm. But still, I could see like the top of her bralette coming sticking out. And so that, it was just that little thing that bothered me because that Oscar dress was so, or not Oscar, a Golden Globe dress was
same
so
thing,
gorgeous. And it was like the same thing, but not as nice.
I thought she looked amazing. So I guess I disagree with you. Again, it was one of those, would you wear it to the white party? As a drag queen, maybe. But dealing, in my head, I'm just like, it's not really white party.
I thought it was her aesthetic.
Yes.
So I was okay with it.
Yeah.
I agreed with Jackie where it was kind of the same as the Golden Globe Gaga look, but I did like the mohawk hair, but it was a little bit of a disconnect from the neck up to the waist, or like the neck down.
Mm-hmm. I can say that. I can agree with that.
Don't remember it.
Next. Shea Coulee.
Okay, I remember this one.
Okay, I was going to say
this is the outfit I wanted to see her wear from the beginning, because like you saw her picture, and it was such a cool picture, and then the first episode, I was like, what happened from your promo to this?
Sure.
And so then this was like back to what that look was from.
If you would have told me that you knew a black guy without an ass, I would have called you a liar. And then she turned around and was like, where the fuck is your ass?
She's a
and I was that was my
well,
only
call, and they called it
and they
it.
Called it and
they
I was like, where's your ass girl?
This
and, I, and I'm not I don't really give a shit about padding, but it was just noticeable.
Yeah.
But again, it was white party and I would see her at the white party.
I loved it.
The
Barbarella.
Barbarella. Yeah.
Barbarella, yeah.
It was cute, but
it
give me some ass.
Well. I thought it fit great.
Great. I don't know why I'm not 100% behind her. I liked it, but I wasn't like blown away by it.
Yeah, I'm with you on that though. I wasn't blown away, but I do remember it. Yeah. So that's a good step above the other two.
Right. There you right. go. So Charlie.
Love.
I loved this gorgeous. One. Yeah. This one was really good. Yeah. I was super proud, happy.
Yep.
I had to pause it because I didn't know where her wig started and the hood
right.
began. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or the wig ended and the hood began.
I like that problem.
It was.
Yeah. I think that's cool.
Yeah. It was. I thought again. I put maybe if she were to go to a white party. Yeah. I don't know why I'm stuck on this white party thing.
It was
thing.
Giving me like snow.
Yeah, and you have to let that go.
She just she looked
more fun.
Good. Yeah. Like it just. It even took me a minute to go. Oh, that's Charlie.
Yeah. Right.
And
me
I
too.
Love that.
Me
I love
too.
That.
Do you know I what, thought she was gorgeous.
What made it for me was that red lipstick. It popped through all
okay,
that white.
Okay, I'm so glad you said that because I wrote for, and I didn't say it when we were talking about Alexa. Like the colored lipsticks bother me. I don't know. I'm an old fashioned gal.
Yep, get over it. Love it. love it. Sorry, honey.
I'm saying it with Laganja in the room.
Sorry, honey. That's all I wear.
I just, yeah, love I know. I know. She's got all the different colors. Love. I just, for, and because Alexis wore white lipstick, yeah. and I was like, you don't have to wear white lipstick just because it's a white body challenge.
I actually like that.
I mean, I would have just white all over my face.
This like is why me and Laganja always got ready in different rooms.
Because
we don't get along.
Settle down, queen.
All right, Sasha.
I wrote, wore a wig.
I did too.
I thought, I wish the hair was bigger.
It was impressive to see a wig.
The hair was just too little. her proportions looked off to me.
I didn't mind
it. I liked it.
I didn't mind it because she had a wig, and I was okay with that.
Because the other ones weren't wearing wigs?
Well, no, because she never
wore...
Got it.
I didn't really care for the outfit.
Can I suggest something? No. If she had, it was separate. If she had
so
like pants on,
listen, Sasha.
Sasha, mm-hmm. if you had pants on, that's my thing. I think if it was like a pantsuit, it would have looked great, like overall. But the dress just didn't have a right. It looked too.
Look
it was
weird.
Yeah.
But I think pants would have made
Ganji?
It better.
It was all right. I'm okay with it.
So
yeah.
she remembers that one.
I do remember her.
Wait, are you not remembering because you were high? Or are you not?
It's a little bit of both. It's because I was medicated and also because I do my viewing party at Club Cobra in North Hollywood.
There you go.
And, you know, I was hosting my party so well that I happened to, like, not watch the last part because I always change clothes because I perform at 9 p.m. at Club Cobra every Friday.
And
I'm going to have to start coming.
I did write it down.
I'm going to have to start coming.
Club Cobra.
You got to come. Here's the thing.
I'll have to take it
I don't talk over the show. Okay. It's an actual viewing party, meaning like you can come and view the show. And like that's why I have my podcast. If you want to hear what I think, go listen to my podcast.
But this
is a viewing party. So like we do fun like trivia in between and mm-hmm. I like entertain during the commercials and I always perform.
Okay.
But it's really about just watching the show and being with your homies in North Hollywood, which
is
super
literally
cool.
Well
which
for is, us, it's literally like down the block.
It's the opposite of Mickey's. Mickey's is like we're gonna work out, we're gonna put our tanners on, and then we're gonna go out to scene.
Right.
Noho's like we're gonna get high and throw our sweats on and go see Ganja perform. Right. Love it.
Awesome.
And your performances
like
are worth going to. I'll say that. Your performances
down.
Are
next
amazing.
Was Aja.
Worth the drive over the hill.
Yes.
Aja. Yeah.
Aja. What
the
is
wig
Aja?
Really bothered me.
Okay, well, at first the wig bothered me, but I'm going to give her a pass because I think the wig got messed up when she pulled the mask off. Because I think it messed up her hair. So I was at first like, but then I was like, no, because when I watched it again and she took it off, you could see the hairs pull.
Oh.
So, I mean, you should because it's along that. Anyway, but I gave it a pass for that reason.
Mm-hmm. Pass for me, too.
Pass.
I liked it with
she
the mask.
She took a different edge.
I think she should
I liked that it was different. I wrote it was different.
I think she should have left the mask on.
Me, too.
Same.
I would have... I didn't love it.
I think
I
she should loan it to you.
Damn.
I fucking hate you.
And James is next.
I was proud of her. I didn't hate
James
this.
James Mansfield. Here's the one thing I will say, and I think, Ganji, you could agree with this. Of all the outfits that came out, that's probably what I would have worn. If Lorraine was on, you know what I mean? That's just so.
Yeah, it's
I
classic.
Love. Like
she looked like.
Then
Marilyn
I hate
Monroe.
It.
I wouldn't have worn gloves because I don't like gloves. But as soon as she came out, I was like, oh my god, I kind of want
to
wear that.
I would like to say that this was the best that she's looked on the show.
Right.
And I thought, I agree with Michelle. I think her shape is phenomenal.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I again, not white party, but it was. She was well put together.
Yeah.
And
it was the white party in Aspen.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And Lorraine would wear that to white party. I definitely, if I went.
No,
because I wouldn't be going to dance and do drugs or anything. I would be going to be seen, and that I would definitely wear something like that.
I thought it was her best that she looked. You're right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Cynthia, cuckoo.
Well, yeah.
She had a fascinator.
Lots of stones, right? Yeah.
A big fascinator.
I felt like if they were going to clock Kimora for color, that they should have said something to her, because I felt like there was a lot of color to the gems, stones. The stones and stuff. Yeah. So I was a little thrown, but I thought she looked beautiful. I don't, and you're going to disagree with me too, I'm sure, on this. And I think it's just because I'm so old.
The short
but
hair.
No, oh. Boobs, not wearing boobs. Yeah. It still bothers me.
I do agree.
It still bothers me.
The boobs, here's the thing about boobs, though. Like, if you're, the you dress, I have them, so I have a lot of opinions.
I have them too, I'm just
as
not wearing
should.
Them.
All right? But if the outfit's more kind of like avant-garde, then I can see where where you would kind of like gender fuck with not having boobs.
Right.
But the outfit was so traditional, and they're making these like Audrey Hepburn references backstage, and so I was like, why didn't you just wear boobs?
I'm with you. It has to have a purpose. Yeah. If you're gonna wear no tits, it needs to have a purpose.
Right. Yeah.
I thought the line was super like clean. I thought that's why I didn't mind it not having like a big bust and a big hip. I thought it was like, very slimming, so it looked. I thought it was cool.
I see that too.
I didn't like it. I mean, I didn't hate it. I didn't love it.
Okay.
So, I'm with you.
Right.
Farrah, I have to admit, as a boy, she's very attractive. She's very cute. She looks like a female.
I think
female.
She's cute no matter what.
Yeah. I think she's one of the most gorgeous.
Yeah. Every time
so
she's
cute.
On, I'm like, oh, she's
And I'm
very
loving
attractive.
Her ditzy personality.
Yes!
And I can tell you, as someone who just FaceTimed with her for the first time like a couple of days ago, it's really real.
It's,
like, she is just cute and ditzy and sweet and very just pretty. And I live.
Yeah.
I live.
What endeared me to her, I've already liked her since the beginning, but when she hit the light, she was
the boom. When she hit the light.
Yeah. Again, her outfit, I didn't love it. Didn't hate it. That was
interesting. I she had broken mirrors, right?
Yeah.
I thought it looked Vegas, which is her thing. It was definitely something I think you could wear to actually white party and be fine.
Yes.
She's like Shay. I'm not 100. I can't get behind her yet.
Yeah, she's the middle
and
of the pack for me.
And it's weird too because, you know, especially when I was doing drag and then I would meet the girls after, you know, watching the episodes and stuff. They're so different in person.
Yep.
So it's hard because people are like, oh, you always try. And I'm like, I'm judging it what I see.
Sure.
So I don't know her. I don't know anything about it. I'm just not 100% behind her.
Yeah.
She's middle of the pack for me too right now. But I like the hip cutout. I thought that was a really good detail.
Loved that detail.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Love. Valentina.
Valentina.
Loved.
My queen.
Oh my God. She deserved that win. And you know what's funny is you said you would think of a wedding dress first.
I would.
The reason I loved it is because I was like, no one would think of this, but she thought of it. And that's why it was so impressive to
me.
And it was beautiful.
To me, what I always think of, what is the most dramatic thing you can think of? White gowns. What's a white gown? Wedding dress.
Yeah.
That's just like how my mind would kind of come to that conclusion. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And having a drag queen in a wedding dress all done, it was just
and
gorgeous.
And she was done.
And
like,
it was spot.
Valentino runway ready.
Yeah.
The scallops on the train. I mean.
And I was, I don't care about the nude shoe.
I didn't even notice
that.
Nobody noticed it.
And those kind of things bother me. And I get why you're saying it, Michelle, who I tend to disagree with most of the time anyway. I guess it's just the part of me from doing drag. It's like you can't always afford to do it exactly how you want, so you have to just use what you have. That's part of what drag is. So I'm always okay with something like that because you're not going to really see them anyway. It probably took them 20 times to watch that back to try to find that still of that toe poking out. You know what I'm saying?
She could have came out barefoot and you probably wouldn't even notice.
Exactly.
So I thought it was great.
It was so good.
Hair,
the flowers, the makeup.
To have been 10 months into drag.
Stop.
I mean, if she wouldn't have said that in the last episode, I wouldn't have known. And they tried, Eureka tried to bring it up this episode too, and she ended up winning the challenge.
But it's like, where does that come from? Like, where do you get that talent?
Study.
To study.
Well, and there's a lot more out there now for people who start to do drag than there were.
Girl.
Yeah.
I didn't have internet, girl.
And she still does.
Rude.
Trinity. Trinity was next. Okay, so my thing with Trinity, I was not Team Trinity at all. Now,
what was this one?
It's like the futuristic.
She's the one that's turning for me. I'm like starting to watch and pay attention because I thought her looks last week were great, and I think she
won for me last week. I'm sorry.
And she was great. Yeah,
best look.
She was great, and so this look was, I think, my favorite out of all of them on the runway this week.
Really,
it was my favorite.
I don't agree with that, but
I don't care if you.
It was my second favorite. So Valentina.
Just stating it for the record in case somebody's listening.
They're all listening.
She was okay. I liked her hair. I liked this. hair, the neck up, shoulders up.
People on iTunes, they don't understand what this is.
And I kept looking in the Untucked, because Untucked you can see, for whatever reason on my phone, I can see it better. And when she was walking out, I don't know.
Do you actually watch Untucked on your phone?
I do.
I have to send him the link every week.
I know, that's his job. As Secretary of Drag, that is his job.
Jay is the Secretary of Drag.
Because I felt like she should have been wearing a boot. That bothered me. Just her strappy heel bothered me. I felt like it should have been a boot. I don't know, that's me. But I like boots.
I didn't understand the things on her thighs. Like, the what was the purpose of the paneling? She had like kind of pouches almost looking. So it didn't look like it served a purpose.
It's the future. She had to put pins in it or whatever when she's doing her futuristic stuff.
We're
in
future white party.
Yeah.
Future white party.
Okay.
Total white party.
Because I just noticed that our monitor isn't on. So if Anthony, you're sending us messages on the monitor.
Yeah,
we can see them.
So just yell them out. You
know. We're close to
finishing. Kimora was next.
Okay.
Kimora was next.
Yeah, that was, it was too much.
It was a no for me.
Yeah.
Oh, but I will say this. I'm not bothered that there was some color.
I am.
Really?
Yeah. I agree. Why not? I disagree
why
with
not
you,
just
Mark.
Put a white bra on? Then she would have been fine, Ma.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, why?
The gloves off.
Why
and the hat was enough.
But I didn't... But
it wasn't red. It was black. It was like... I don't know.
Yeah.
It wasn't color for a purpose. Like, I know everyone's going to wear white, so I'm going to wear a red with white. You know? Like, it was very just like, and I ran out of white, so this black bra I'll do.
Well, I...
It was an American flag, though, wasn't it?
Yeah. Stars on it.
It was blue with stars, and then she had gold gloves and gold... Okay. So, I don't know. It just didn't bother me as much, I think. I don't think it was that great overall, but the color isn't what bothered me about it.
What bothered me is her attitude, and I think... With that outfit, it just didn't help at all.
Well, and she even says like she couldn't believe she was in the bottom.
Well, she had made that comment earlier about like, who was it? Cynthia was putting all the like bedazzled on, and she was like, she "Oh, like, that's bad." Blah blah blah.
I love all that. I love all that. Come on, it's TV, Mary. Somebody's gonna be negative. Thank you, Kimora, for complaining about the rhinestonery. I loved it, Judy.
Last but not least is Eureka.
Peppermint.
Oh, sorry.
Peppermint had the Elvis collar, kind of a mohawk.
Same thing she did last week with the.
I thought it looked a lot like her Gaga.
Yeah. So. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And one more. Eureka.
I love her boobies. She's got nice big boobies.
Yeah. I love her shape.
This was her... I loved this look.
Tall hair.
I thought she looked great.
So, real quick, top Lipstick. Two. The winner was Valentina. Yay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The bottom two was James and...
Kimora.
I thought James killed it on the lip sync. I thought... Oh, okay.
You thought James should have stayed?
I thought he won the lip sync.
I think it should have been a double elimination.
I did too.
Okay, so we gotta wrap up. I really feel bad because we gotta do better time management. But real quick, let's close out. Laganja, we'll start with you. Where can we find you?
You can find me Mondays at the basement of NoHo at 8:30 to 9:30, and also on High Tea Podcast at 4:20 on Mondays. And you can find me anywhere at Laganja Astranja.
Great.
Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having us. This is so fun.
The challenge is going nuts about you.
Yeah.
Jay?
Good.
Yeah. Don't_be_jealous on Instagram and Twitter, still_jealous.
And real quick, I was going to say, it does help to have you here, too, because you can put things in perspective that,
Thank
for
you.
Those of us that aren't
well,
on the
good.
Show.
I'm so glad I brought a little something.
Yeah,
yes. Toast.
Mark, go.
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Lorraine Love, LorayneLove.
Jackie.
123 Jackie B on all platforms.
And Kenny C. Harrison, or Kenny Cherison.
Kenny Cherison, as Anthony likes to say.
Instagram and Twitter. Thank you for joining us.
Thank
Tune in
you.
Next week. We'll be back. Laganja again. Thank you for coming in.
To Friday to go see her.
Come on.
I'm down.
We should all go.
Next week.
Maybe Lorraine will go.
Uh-oh. Look out.
Bye, guys.
Bye, everyone.
Bye, everyone.
Join me on Instagram.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Drag you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.